maybe even save a woman. And I think that this is at the heart of the gospel reading. But before I go into that in more detail, I want to talk a little bit about the first part of this passage and give you some context. This story comes during Holy Week. Jesus has already entered Jerusalem on a donkey with people shouting, "Hosanna! Hosanna!" This story comes right after Jesus turned over the tables in the temple. Jesus was not happy with how people were treating the temple and marking up the prices on the items people had sacrificed. So the Pharisees, the religious leaders, want to know who does Jesus think that he is that he can tell them what to do. They are following the law. Jesus tells them that he will answer their question if they answer this: by what authority did John baptize? And the Pharisees are stuck. They know that they can't answer that. So Jesus doesn't answer them either, but tells them a parable about two sons. One who says he will do his father's will, but doesn't. And one who says that he won't, but does anyway. The first part of this passage is really about authority and who Jesus is. Does he have the authority to tell the Pharisees what to do? Does he have the authority from God that he says that he does? Don't the Pharisees actually have authority? Where did this Jesus come from? The Pharisees in this passage are struggling because their authority is losing ground. It may have originally been given by God, but as they abuse it, they are losing it from God. They still have a little from the people, but as Jesus comes and shows the people the way authority from a loving God looks like, they are now struggling. They are afraid. They are afraid of losing power. So what do we do as people when we are afraid? We dig in our heels and fight. Or fight, but they are fighting. So they are trying to challenge the perceived authority that Jesus seems to be taking from them. However, Jesus cleverly turns it around for them. Remember, this is happening during Holy Week. What happens on Friday? The Pharisees find a way to condemn Jesus and put him to death. And probably think that they were right. But again, Jesus' authority is shown when he rises again on Easter morning. So the first part of this is about Jesus having authority from God. But what is going on with this parable? How do we fit together? To me, this parable is the heart of God being shown. Have any of you ever caught your kids doing something they knew that they were not supposed to be doing? Or have you ever been caught doing something you were not supposed to be doing? How did they react? How do you react? One of my kids has always hid. As soon as you start to call him out on something, he will hide his face, or now that he is older, he will, this is a
amazing grace. How can God forgive me? Jesus came for the sick. Jesus came for the poor. Somebody tell him he is a child of the King and there's an end to the suffering. These words and so many more are all over Christian music. Why? Because it's hard for us to believe. And it's hard for us to remember. Like the Pharisees, we want to be able to follow the law and not be what gets us into the kingdom of heaven. We want it to be something we do. Like my children's sermon, we are afraid of being judged by our outsides. We are afraid that we are not enough, that we are defined by outside things. Then because of that, when we mess up, we are afraid to come back to God. We are afraid to change our mind because we don't feel worthy. But that is why it is grace. That is why it is God. And that is why it is good news. Why does the first part of this passage talk about authority? Because only God has the authority to love and forgive us in the way he does. We can trust his grace and love because of God's authority. This good news is for the Pharisees. It is for the sinners. It is for us. God has the authority to offer us grace. We can always change our minds as the first son did. We can say no and then come back. Jesus knows that we are not perfect. He doesn't expect us to be. He expects us to follow him. Not in our words, but with our actions. And he knows that we will have to keep choosing to follow him over and over again. So today, I leave you with this. Do good. Be God's hands and feet in this world. Share God's love. Not because you have to. Not because you are trying to earn your salvation. But because God's love and grace is so big and so amazing that we cannot keep it to ourselves. We must share it with our children, with our friends, and with the world. And know this. When you don't, or you can't, or you feel like all hope is lost, don't ever feel like it's too late. It is not too late. God will always be there to welcome you back when you fall. God does not judge us by our covers. He sees the story inside. He knows our story. God is the ultimate authority in our lives, and he knows us. That authority comes with more love than we could ever imagine. We follow God not because he forces us to, but because his authority and his love for us combined makes us